in just a minute. After years on the run, Bill turns himself in for war rhymes. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, according to a new report from a government watchdog group, during his time in office, Governor Chris Christie has spent over $80,000 of taxpayer money on what?
A bagel at Whole Foods.
They are fresh.
Yes.
No, not that. Although you're in the right arena, if you will.
On food.
Yes. Specifically where?
Football games.
Yes, he spent $80,000 on the concessions at a football stadium. According to watchdog.org, over the course of two football seasons, Christie spent more than $80,000 for food and drink at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It's almost understandable if you were to imagine him, the governor of New Jersey, at a New Jersey sporting event in the luxury box, entertaining guests of the state. But then we found out the bill included 5,000 hot dogs, 8,000 chocolate malts, and just one funnel. Okay, we know making fat jokes about Chris Christie is tired, it's cliched, we had given it up, we had sworn it off, and then he went and did something like this.
He must have said one, you know how they go like, you know, get your snow cones, get your snow cones. He must have said one guy circling him all the time.
Yeah. Or is it possible he bought a round for the house?
It's possible. Hey, everybody, what do you want for lunch? Luke, the dating app Tinder is used mainly for hooking up with strangers, but a woman in Chicago found it can also be used for what?
Getting someone to bring her a hot dog at a Cubs game.
That is so close, I'm going to give it to you. It is getting people, men, to bring her pizza.
Wow.
Wow.
The fact that you just thought of that is both impressive and scary. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, one woman in Chicago, who they only call Kate, has found a way to leverage male desperation into a food source. When she gets hungry, she swipes right in every guy she finds on Tinder, and of course, somebody's going to swipe right back. And then right away, she lays it out for the guy. She says, I don't really want to talk to you. I just want some pizza. If you send me a pizza, I might talk to you. And she gets pizzas, because guys send her pizzas.
Well, I can't help feeling this may have been how Chris Christie rang up his bill.
It's possible.
Also, do they know if Kate is actually a woman? Because I think I just figured out how to get a free pizza later tonight.
Yes. I don't have Tinder because I use a flip phone, but it...
I think that's called Hinder.
Yeah. No, it works as a divining rod.
Paula, Columbia University has been asked to reconsider its classes on Greek mythology.
Yes.
Why?
Because a lot of people don't believe in those stories.
No.
I don't know. Give me a hint.
Well, imagine if you just walk innocently into class, and of course it turns out that you were in fact sired by a woman and a swan. How would you feel?
Are you saying I wasn't? I have no idea.
Do either of you two gentlemen know?
Would it be uncomfortable because of a trigger warning type situation?
Yes, it's a trigger warning type of situation.
What's a trigger
warning? Now imagine, again, I mean, you may laugh. You say, they're just Greek myths. It's technically, thank you. They're teaching Ovid's Metamorphoses, of course, is ancient classic literature. And it's beautiful, and it's literature, and it's part of the canon. But imagine if you...
I'm trying to pretend that I understood every word of that.
Yes.
Ovid's Metamorphoses, part of the canon. Yes, yes. Yes.
Well, imagine
That's
if you walked
exactly
into that class.
Exactly what I was just thinking. I was thinking about Ovid's Metamorphoses as being part of the canon. I watch Boardwalk Empire.
Pretty good show, though.
Great show. It's not part of Ovid's Metamorphoses, whatever. So, okay, so they didn't want them to teach that class because it might
trigger.
How did you know about the trigger vulnerability? All right,
because I was left on a hillside to die, but then came back and somehow ended up marrying my mother.
Yeah.
And killing my father. And if I hear about it one more time, I'm going to be triggered.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll set you off.